cat only version. In this audio, everybody else's comment is eliminated or summarized as much as possible. Reno Center, January 2nd, 2022. After meditation and bhajans, Kavi starts the study circle.
For tonight's study circle, we're going to do two New Year's messages, one from Baba and one from Sat, and we'll talk about them. If you wish to embark on a new life, you need not wait for the arrival of a new year. Treat every second as new. Sanctify every moment of your life. This has to be done by realizing the unity of Sat, the divine, and Chit, the individual consciousness. When this union is achieved, Ananda, spiritual bliss, is experienced. This is the primary task before everyone. Every second should be regarded as an expression of the divine. This New Year's Day relates to the Christian era. December and January may come and go, but God neither comes nor goes. In this context, you have to bear in mind three things. One is that which, after it goes, will not come back. The second one is that which, after it comes, will not leave. The third is the one that neither comes nor goes. That which, when it comes, will not go is jnana, or spiritual wisdom. When this sublime knowledge comes to one, it would not leave him. The knowledge which comes and goes relates to the waking and sleeping states. Knowledge of supreme reality, when once it is acquired, will never go away. The knowledge that is lost is not true knowledge. Ignorance is the thing which, once it is gone, will not return. If it returns, it is ignorance piled on ignorance. This has been described as delusion within a delusion. That is Sai Baba's New Year message, January 1st, 1992. Sat. Hello, Ashavan. I wish each and every one of you a very happy Persian New Year. When we say new, it means brand new, and each of our days should start new, without memories, without a past. This is what we are going to try to do in this New Year. Just like a fresh new flower that gets delivered to our door each day, our heart is just as open with that same freshness and newness. This is what I want for all of us in this new year. We leave the memories and the emotions behind, and we allow the truth to shine on us daily and light our life. I leave each of you in divinity's hands. Sat, Persian New Year message, March 20th, 2021.
Few people make some comments, and then Kavi poses his questions.
Sai Baba says, treat every second as new. Sanctify every moment of your life. This has to be done by realizing the unity of the divine and the individual consciousness. When this union is achieved, Ananda is experienced. This is the primary task before everyone. Every second should be regarded as an expression of the divine. In your experience, what does it mean to treat every second as new, and or to sanctify every moment of your life? And the second part of the question, what tools or practices help you with this?
The experience of being in the present, the practice of being in the present, has helped me a great deal to be silent, to be freer from my mental constructs, which is based on the past, and sort of expectations of the future, again, based on some mental constructs. When I'm in the present, there's nothing to expect. that has been very helpful to me. This also reminds me of Jesus' teaching about being childlike. Experience everything as if it's like they haven't seen water. They see water for the first time. It's such a big deal for them. And to have that orientation, to be so intensely like focused on the present, is another way of this comes home to me, and I can relate to this.
Yeah, and I would say the misery that comes to each human being is out of because of the memory. Memories are really a potent, destructive way of life.
Last night, in the middle of the night, some thoughts came to me. But as I did the trust meditation, and I really did it, I really did the whole, if you don't take thoughts, and I just sunk, and I just realized how new each moment was when I was experiencing it in that way, and it felt so clean and fresh, and it was beautiful. And I just, because this was fresh on my mind, I think I felt that new, wow. It felt new to me. I felt it as new.
Last night I had a physical problem during the night. Pretty heavy stuff. And as you all said, once I went beyond the body and the thought of the body, there was nothing there. And I think this wisdom that we're given is not just for thoughts. It really also help in the time of need with the physical obstacles that the body experiences. And there was no other remedy. There was no other remedy at that moment but to just go beyond it. And that reminds me of Most Precious, where it says how to eliminate pain and suffering.
Is it the same tool and techniques as you do when you're eliminating suffering of the mind? For the body, is it the same approach?
Yeah, and more. It's a combination of, to go beyond. I don't want to teach right now.
Got it.
But I just wanted to share an experience from last night.
So in Sat's message, this may be the same question, but let's try. When we say new, it means brand new. And each of our days should start new, without memories, without a past. What is your experience with this? Or what tools or practices help you start new without memories or past? There's something that I think relates to that and to this idea of memories. It's from a blog chat, maybe it was last week, but we looked at a 2018 FDE, and Sat says, you are scared of being scared. If you were in the middle of a plane crash and the body gets afraid, then it has a right to be afraid. If you're standing on the edge of a cliff and someone pushes you, then you have the right to be afraid. Otherwise, being afraid of being afraid is a habit that you can now completely get rid of with the sword of truth. And that noose you're talking about, I had the same thing. And it was so much was just being afraid, a habit. It's just a habit of being afraid of of old. It's of just memories. So in Sat's message, she says, just like a fresh new flower that gets delivered to our door each day, our heart is just as open with that same freshness and newness. What helps you experience an open heart like the one described here.
Something that always gives me hope is knowing there's more Ananda to connect with. Not that I can, but just know that it's there and that I can keep working on it. That's really exciting, you know? Like, it's endless for us.
Yeah. Can we do an experiment? She was saying that it's really inspiring to know there is an Ananda that is waiting for us. And I agree with you. What if we experience it now? So let's see if Baba says that we are Ananda. Let's see if he's lying or not. Let's for a moment let go. And let's say to ourselves, I am Ananda. I am joy. I am joy, period. The end of the story. And gaze at your heart. And let's really believe that. That's our reality. We don't have to become Ananda. What if we are right now? Ananda is joy. No matter what's going on in the mind or in the body, it's irrelevant. Just let's realize who we are. I am joy. I don't need to become joy. And we let go in that. We let go of ourselves as we knew at the moment before. We are full of Ananda right now. How many people feel Ananda? That is experiencing it now. I think this is a wrap. Anybody has anything to share before we say namaste?
The joy makes me feel like a candle.
Yes. Yeah. That's who you are, Adrienne, and that's who I am.
Sacha, it's your intention and it's puffing close to you that just does it every time.
Yeah, it stimulates your heart.
I can't take any credit for this.
Well, neither can I. In our oneness, we're having a good rapport. Now we can never take credit for what? We are Ananda. Namaste.